exactly a year ago, I got my business ass handed to me. And in this video, I'm going to explain what happened and how in the middle of a major business crisis, we somehow found the opportunity to harness the power of broke, increase the company's profitability 7 times, and paid off all of our debt. It was a friggin' bonanza.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
This is going to be the first time that I've ever discussed this publicly. Look, as a CEO, I can handle 1 or 2 business storms at a time. But what happened to us was what my wife and I call the perfect storm. So while my company had 400 videos in production and 15 client shoots already scheduled, my entire video production crew got hired away, poached, gone. And every 2 weeks, someone else put in their 2-week notice. They were classy about their exit, which was an indicator of the family that we built. But it was totally humiliating for me as a lead to every 2 weeks announce to the team who the next person was that was leaving the company. Now, sure, I could go out and hire new shooters and new editors and animators. But at that exact moment that the video crew got hired away, we were waiting on $400,000 in late payments. And my wife and I were basically broke while being the bank for billion-dollar companies. Now, I'd go on my morning run like I do every day, but back then I'd only get like a block away from the house and I'd have to stop, certain I was about to either have a heart attack or start bawling, right? And in my head, all I could hear was, how could I possibly be giving business advice to you? Like, who am I to be teaching anyone? And yet this was exactly when many of you that listened to the podcast were sending me emails thanking me for helping your business be more profitable. Scared, lost, sure I was about to lose my entire company, our investment, my remaining staff's faith and my ability to lead, but my wife kept saying, let's not do anything quick, let's not quit before the miracle. And that's when Wirebuzz's Dale Krupla pulled Wendy and I aside and said, guys, I've got your back. We can rebuild this team together. And you know what? I kind of believed him. Dale hired us a rock star team that's been with us for this last year. And I got to work fixing our payment terms and the packages that we were selling. And this group, we slept very little back then. But we never missed a deadline. Every client was thrilled about their finished videos. And within 5 months, the miraculous happened. We virtually ended late payments for this company and increased the profitability 7 times. And I came so close to losing everything that I'm just now seeing the many blessings that only could have happened because of the perfect storm. So in this podcast, and every podcast episode going forward, like I've always done for you, it is my goal to make sure that I'm giving you the tips, tricks, and tactics to weather the perfect storms in your business, to be able to ride through, to plow through those storms, and to regain profitability, to sell deals at faster rates. And that's what you're going to get from me, a renewed commitment to teach as I learn and to share with you the information and the tactics that are helping us grow this business into the gold standard of video marketing. Speaking of gold standard, fast forward, Vidyard's Video Marketing and Sales Virtual Summit is back for more. Now, when it comes to marketing and sales tactics, good enough ain't good enough, right? It's no longer gonna cut it. So besides learning from this podcast, how will you stand out and increase your audience and your prospects in 2019? Well, fast forward, which is Vidyard's premier event for video marketing, where over 2,000 marketing leaders and practitioners discover how the industry's top players plan on using video to stand out, well, that's coming up. And I contributed an hour session each of the last 2 years, but this time my speaking schedule was absolutely bonkers. But here's what you're going to learn. What types of videos are having the greatest impact in B2B? How to deliver remarkable interactive and personalized custom experiences? How to integrate video into your demand generation programs for immediate results? What video technologies are leading B2B companies? And also the tips and tricks for getting started with video production. And if you want to get access to Vidyard's Video Marketing and Sales Virtual Summit, go to my show notes page for this episode, click on the link and sign up. Everybody you see behind me, they've already signed up. Why? Because we're upping our game like we do each and every day to be ready for 2019 to grow at accelerated rates. And it starts with the Vidyard Summit. Oh, this is interesting. Engadget is reporting the Pocket Cinema Camera 4K is Blackmagic's most desirable camera yet for budget filmmakers. Blackmagic has added features that video shooters have been demanding for eons, and it's doing it at a price tag of $1,300. Now, it's not for photographers who only dabble in videos. It's for serious video creators. However, a different story. Demanding videographers will love the handling and the usability, and it delivers where it counts the most in image quality. Best of all, it's cheaper than most video-compatible mirrorless cameras. And even Wirebuzz, we're now in the conversation of selling off our GH5s and our GH4s and grabbing a ton of these Blackmagic Pocket Cinema cameras 4K to be able to bring all over the world as we're shooting our client videos. More information as it becomes available. All right, good friend of the Toddcast, rock star, Google reporter Barry Schwartz reported in search engine land. If you visit google.com, Google's homepage, on your mobile device, you'll no longer see a simple search box. You'll now see new Google Discover feed that Google announced a month ago. Google Discover is the new name for a Google feed that shows you topics and news items around items that you're interested in. And with Google Discover, you can get information about your interests, like your favorite sports teams, your favorite news site, without searching for them. They just populate right there on that mobile app. So how does Google know what to show you inside of Google Discover? Well, Google knows everything. They gather information for your web and app activity, your device information, location history, your settings, and more. If you want to hear from my most recent interview with Barry Schwartz, go to wirebuzz.com/98. And if you don't want things to pop up there, make sure you go incognito. Yeah, that's great. But what I want to make sure is, because this client has a product, that they're getting the three videos that every product and service needs. They need a product overview. It's like the high-level explainer video, right? Short, compelling, succinct, gives people in little amount of time an overview on how that product's going to affect their life and solve their pain, right? Mm-hmm. Then they need a customer testimonial story where one of their customers is raving about how that product lived up to the claim made in the video above. And the third video, by the way, all of these have to be on the same page, because we're moving them through a customer journey, okay? So the final video on that page has to be a late stage, like a decision stage video. Could be a tutorial, it could be a frequently asked question video, but the logical thought sequence that people need to go through means they start off with a product overview, they go into a testimonial because now they're starting to consider it, and they end on that page with a demo or frequently asked questions or a tutorial, and before you know it, their audience is ready to buy. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right, that's what they need.
If you realize that 82% of buyers, they don't want to talk to your salesperson before they're ready to make a buying decision, then if that makes sense to you, then the next thing you have to be thinking about is, what type of information do buyers need on your website before they're ready to talk to your salesperson. And I was reading an article in Entrepreneur where there was a stat from HubSpot that said 47% of consumers will view at least 3 to 5 pieces of content before speaking to a salesperson. And after watching a single video, 64% are more likely to buy. So how are you using video to prepare and to inspire your prospects to reach out to your salesperson? Make sure you hit me up with the answer. I am waiting to find out how you and your team inspire your prospects to take that next step. I look forward to hearing from you. Do you realize that there's actually 7 stages to a successful video project, and most marketers only do 3 of them, and then they can't figure out why their video projects don't hit a home run? So let me break it down for you. The first stage is strategy. In the strategy phase, you actually detail out everything you need to do in the project, starting with what is the goal. Are you trying to get somebody to make a purchase? Do you want them in your email list? Do they need to be a follower? All that needs to be determined at that moment in the strategy phase. Because the strategy phase influences the next one, which is called the web prep phase. That's where you lay out what your website needs are. Do you need a landing page with a call to action button? And does that page have to back up into the CRM so you're collecting all the data? All that needs to be determined then. Then comes your pre-production phase. And you know what happens then? That's where you start to detail out, what are you shooting? What's the script? What's the storyboard, which is basically how you're gonna make that script come to life? What B-roll shots do you need? The supportive footage that tells a deeper story and keeps people's brains engaged in the content. Once you have all of that, and it's packaged up nicely, then you go to production. And you take those elements and you're basically just checking off the list on the production day of what needs to be captured. Now, most marketers think production day is when they get creative, when all the fun goes down. But really, all you're doing on production day is executing against the pre-production shot list. And then comes post-production. And the cool thing that happens in post-production, magic, right? All the goodness, all the pre-planning starts to pay out. You lay a music bed, you take your multiple shots, and the person that's doing the editing is just acting off of the script and storyboard that were already established. And the final stage is called measuring and optimization. All right, that's where you've already pushed it out to the universe. People are already engaging around it. And after that, really interesting things happen because the answers to making your project more successful live inside of the analytics, where you get to look and see when people are bailing, who's staying longer, why people bail, right? And then you get to optimize it, maybe redo the video, recut it to get better results. And all of that happens in the final stages. And most marketers just do the pre-production, production, and post-production, and then they can't figure out why their video projects underperform, but it is just that easy. So don't miss that opportunity to go through each of the 7 steps, and you will discover that your video marketing projects get amazing results because you're doing it right the first time. Peace.